News Radio. I'm Karen McHugh. Robert Louis Deere, the suspected gunman in Friday's assault on a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado, has his first court appearance.
Today was the first appearance advisement where the defendant was advised of his rights. The judge has set the case for next week from Wednesday, December 9th at 1:30 for the filing of charges.
Colorado Springs DA Dan May, a cop and two civilians were killed, nine others wounded. More Hillary Clinton emails from when she ran the State Department have been released.
The latest State Department release totals about 7,800 pages of Hillary Clinton's emails, most sent or received near the end of her term. More than 300 include redactions suggesting classified information.
Fox's Jared Halpern. While in Paris for the climate change summit, President Obama talked with Vladimir Putin about Syria. Putin says he and his American counterpart have a shared understanding on reaching a political settlement there. Fox News. We report. You decide.
660 AM, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Dave Trainer of The Window Connection. Hey, did you know that you can save as much as $1,000 a year on your utility costs by just replacing some of the really leaky windows in your house? I'm proud to say that I have customers tell me regularly that they're saving 40% or 30%. Or 25% on their utility bills each and every month. Did you know the Department of Energy tells us that our utility costs will be going up 15% per year for the next 10 years? That's right. You are giving money to the utility company that you will never get back. Great thing about replacement windows is they give you the ability to invest in yourself. You buy the replacement windows, you lower your utility costs, you keep the money in your pocket. One of the greatest things about replacement windows is if I can save you just $100 per month, I can save you over $10,000 over a 10-year period.
Call the Window Connection for an estimate at 972-620-1994. That's 972-620-1994. Or go online to thewindowconnection.net.
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show. Mornings 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer.
Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis. The second hour roundtable starts now.
Hello, welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk, and my leading ladies are here joining me this evening are Carrie Kellerman and Lori Medina. Hello, ladies.
Hey there.
Hey, Debbie.
And we're so excited. We have online someone I met several years ago. She is currently the Distinguished Senior Fellow in Residence and Director of the Armstrong Center for Energy and the Environment at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Kathleen Hartnett-White. Hello.
Hello.
You know, I've heard you speak, Kathleen, at various conferences, and you're just always so full of knowledge. I always think, I wish I had my recorder running when she's talking, because you're really just, and just so our listeners know the depth of her understanding of issues. Prior to joining the Texas Public Policy Foundation, Kathleen Hartnett-White served a six-year term as chairman and commissioner of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Mm-hmm. So a state level recognized, you know, serious substantive position, had regulatory jurisdiction over air quality, water rights, utilities. And I don't want to spend a lot of our time going through your resume, but you're obviously extremely well informed and just have a lot to add to the discussion about climate change. So we started talking earlier about, you know, tomorrow, November 30th starts the actual UN conference on climate change. And all that's premised on, or a lot of the battle about climate change is premised on the idea that fossil fuels are bad, 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 and we have to get rid of them. So I understand you're writing a book about fossil fuels, and I hope that you, and just their place in helping the world. So I'd love if you'd tell our listeners about your upcoming book and your thinking behind it.
I'd be happy to. I'm staring at a screen of one copy right now. The book is called Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. And I'm privileged to have a co-author, Steve Moore, who was longtime chief economics writer for the Wall Street Journal. Mm-hmm. And many people may know his voice and his face from frequent appearances on Fox News to analyze things. And the book is about, I'm really disturbed by the extent to which we're kind of walking over a cliff on in this climate change era in which we live. But the all these policies would really aim to, as fast as possible, eliminate the use of fossil fuels. There's not a comparable alternative. Wind and sun and all of that may find their niche, but they are physically incapable of providing kind of concentrated, versatile, highly abundant, controllable energy in fossil fuels. And the role that, that energy plays in our life from the kind of energy in fossil fuels is very rarely recognized. I think it's really important that we just take a moment and reflect on the extent of the dependence we have on fossil fuels, why they have been so extraordinarily valuable, and what real benefits they have contributed. One you don't hear too much is food. Food. The population of the world increased about 6.5 times since 1800, which is when the Industrial Revolution occurred. We now have more food per person. There were many of those as old as I am to live through all the concern about a population bomb and all that. Indeed, we have more food available per person across the world. And a absolutely necessary ingredient for that phenomenal accomplishment is natural gas. Fertilizer made from natural gas is probably responsible for 60% of the food supply, the growing food supply.
Wow, I did not know that. So the growing use of natural gas helps as a fertilizer to produce more food.
Yes, and it's been used. It was discovered in the early 19th century, the method for producing this kind of fertilizer. But from 1950 on, across the world, it's been used to reach extraordinary gains in the food supply. We have so much food available, and there's so much more food available even in developing nations that we don't even think about it, because it's even in my lifetime, the difference between the variety and the freshness and all of that, and besides fertilizer, all kinds of mechanized farm equipment and refrigeration and storage and all of that, it's energy intensive. And that is the energy, of course, from which all life depends. That's just one of many things. But the rate of modern economic growth, which began and increased slowly in the 19th century, in the 20th century, just went skyward. And it wasn't just the kind of energy in fossil fuels, but our book submits that it was a necessary condition. It's not something that you lose a necessary dynamic of multiple dynamics in modern economic growth. So the decision we're making has, I think, far consequences than most of the public debates about it. And to look before our book is offered as a look before we leap. Into an energy scarce world.
That's a scary term, an energy scarce world. And one time we're speaking with Kathleen Hartnett White of the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and she has a book coming out. Can you say the title of it again?
It's called Fueling Freedom.
Fueling Freedom.
Exposing the Mad War on Energy.
That's a great title.
It really is.
It is. I heard you comment once about how the use of fossil fuels, which are the big villain in this whole global climate change alarmism thing, that they really play such a role in just food distribution. Just when we could easily, if you were lived in some remote area prior to the use of fuels, to easily have multiple vehicles or methods of transportation, you couldn't get food, medicine, all sorts of things easily transported. I think we lose track of that, the value of fossil fuels along those lines, too.
And that, the claim that extreme weather events, hurricanes, floods, tsunamis, and all of that are more frequent and more intense, and there's more human loss from them, is really not true. Now there's even our own, government agencies, NOAA and NASA, have to admit that actually that there's we're living in a milder period of climate than those things. But I mention those is the kind of relief efforts when something really horrific happens somewhere in the world, the amount of energy we can immediately put into it with flying bulldozers and shipping food and all of that, takes massive amounts of energy that just flow throughout our lives without any notice.
Well, you could probably get those ships moving across the oceans with solar panels, right?
They would be on a fairly slow voyage.
Yeah, I think Obama ought to lead by example and have Air Force One be solar powered.
Ah. Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
We know, I love this idea. It is the fossil fuels have been so maligned as though they are akin to, you know, a death warrant. And they just, I love the just refreshing and honest reality-based check your book is talking about how fossil fuels have lifted not just Americans, but people around the world, especially the poorest people, to have faster and quicker access to healthcare, food supplies, other basic life essentials because we use fossil fuels wisely in transportation. I think that fact is lost on people. So I love that point about your book. We also want to ask you, though, there was a lot of talk, and we want to hit on, I guess I want to quick ask you this. We need to go to a quick break for in about 2 minutes and come back after the break, and we have a whole long list of questions, so we're all going to talk really fast. But quickly before the break, if I could ask you, Kathleen, so is your argument address, or your book address the idea that green energy sources just are simply clearly inefficient or insufficient to replace fossil fuels?
Yes, actually a big, big part of it, because the gamble that all these climate policies are making is that wind and sun and biomass, and you know what that is? Wood and plants can replace fossil fuels. Maybe a little more expensive, but that life will be the same, and life will not be the same.
Oh my
gosh. I'd be happy to talk about that, including what's already going on in Germany and England, countries very much like our own, who made the leap 5 or 6 years earlier, and what the kind of consequences are there, including as their major media reports, hundreds and thousands of middle and low income households who no longer can afford electricity that is at this point in time for Germany 3 times higher than the average rate we pay in the United States. And that's a very different kind of impact than a 10% increase in your electricity. Everybody should think about what their electric, what their lives would be like if their electric bill was 3 times higher. I, for one, know I couldn't live in this home.
So, Kathleen, are you saying that increase in electricity prices is directly attributable to the use of green energy sources?
Absolutely. Okay. And I can speak more on that
after our break.
After your break, or I can do so now, however you prefer.
We probably have to jump off. I'm so glad you can hang on during the break. This is Debbie Georgiadis, Carrie Kalman, and Lori Medina. We're speaking with Kathleen Hartnett-White. This is Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM The Answer. Come back after our break, because she has so much more valuable information you need to know to be a preserver of liberty in America.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. 660 AM. The Answer. Bill Bennett doesn't understand the president's lack of action on ISIS.
Do Americans think President Obama has a clear plan for ISIS? 23% think he does. That's not good, President. I still don't understand. You know, KT McFarland, whom I respect enormously, says he's not going to do anything. Why doesn't he do something? Does he really want his legacy to be that ISIS grew and grew and grew under his watch? Why?
Bill Bennett's Morning in America. Weekday mornings at 5, right before the Mark Davis Show at 7 on 660 AM, The Answer.
The NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis, America's think tank, is headed up by one of America's true conservative heroes, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. Coming up in Dallas on Friday, December 4th, NCPA will host Leading Diverse Cities, 3 Texas women mayors leading the way in government, featuring Mayors Beth Van Dyne of Irving, Betsy Price of Fort Worth, and Nelda Martinez of Corpus Christi. All 3 lead diverse cities, and all 3 are recognized as strong leaders who bring people together to solve Texas-sized challenges every city faces. This noon luncheon will be at the Dallas Addison Marriott Quorum, and Debbie Georgiadis, 660 AM host of Ladies Can We Talk, will moderate the forum. Go to ncpa.org for more information and tickets. Don't miss this chance to hear how women step up and lead in Texas. Join Debbie Georgiadis on December 4th for a luncheon and forum featuring ladies talking about leading in Texas. Get your tickets now at ncpa.org.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Anne, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-758-5360.
Do you have low back or neck pain? Does it run down your arms or your legs? Do you have a bulging or herniated disc, disc degeneration, or spinal arthritis? Even worse, have you been told you need back surgery or injections? If you answered yes, then please listen to what I have to say. My name is Dr. Chad Glines, DC, at Genesis Back and Neck, and I use the most advanced spinal decompression system available, the DRX 9000, to correct back problems just like yours. We don't use addictive drugs, and we don't use any type of dangerous invasive surgery for these problems. Spinal decompression is safe, FDA cleared, and it's not painful, and has about an 86% success rate. We accept most insurances, and your first visit will be at no charge. You will sit down and visit with me personally until I've answered all of your questions. And if you're a candidate for decompression, you can try out the treatment all at no charge to you. So if you're ready to not hurt anymore and don't want to have surgery, call me at 817-328-1922. That's 817-328-1922 or online at mylowback.com.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
660 AM, The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgettis right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hello there. Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk and our leading ladies in the second hour roundtable. I have Lori Medina, Carrie Kellerman here, and we are speaking with Kathleen Hartnett White of the Texas Public Policy Foundation in this show dedicated to really thinking through the climate change alarmism agenda as we see that we have starting tomorrow in Paris, the UN conference on climate change, and the importance of everyone feeling like you can understand this issue, you need to understand it, and you need to be part of the answer. The message to Washington and to Austin that says, don't do these big, massive changes in our society, you know, without really thinking through what it's going to mean to us. So before the break, Kathleen, you were talking, I'm sorry, which subject were we going to go to first? You were going to go to
fracking?
Well, either one, fracking or my perspective as a woman on these issues.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Why don't you tell us as a woman on these issues? That'd be great.
I was startled when I read a few years ago about kind of the history of the Industrial Revolution and how that changed life so, mm-hmm. so much. And it still just sort of stuns me. And most historians will believe that, you know, that the Industrial Revolution is the first time in a methodical way a human society tapped the really dense energy and fossil fuels. Before that, it's really what nature produced, you know, everything, natural fibers. You harvested crops and used, you know, bone from animals to make things and all that. But anyway, consider unbelievable changes which have occurred since then. Lifespan in 1800 was around 24 or 25 years old throughout all human history.
Oh, my gosh.
And not because you didn't have older people. You had to what, you know, really gets me in my heart. You had 30% of children died before they were 15.
That's sad.
And these are sad things or images to evoke, but because of the incredible economic growth and all kinds of improvements we have had since 1800, The lifespan is now 3.5 times greater than that, 79 mm-hmm. in this country. Mm-hmm. And but just to try to imagine what it'd be like as a woman to lose more of your children, you know, to lose all of your children or more of your children. I think of Thomas Jefferson and his wife, Martha, who I believe she had 6 children. She died shortly after the 6th one. All but one died before they were 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there were lots of families like that. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. to me, I mean, to imagine that what, you know, common cold could take the life mm-hmm. of a newborn, and that precious gift of a longer lifespan
mm-hmm.
and the productivity made possible by fossil fuels, which would be impossible in this case for wind and all kinds of powerful machines and devices, you know, gave stimulus to this extraordinary economic growth, where the average income compared to 1800, the average person is now about 7 to 10 times higher, and plenty of work, which no one questions. But when income rises, health rises, education rises, all kinds of things. So this we who, you know, living this very unique time in world history at the height of all the benefits that we have through using and converting vast amounts of energy are really, you know, at issue, that mm-hmm. these climate policies governments would choose not to keep on this wonderful line of growth and improving the living conditions for everyone, not just for the wealthy. And that's what these climate policies would be, a very weird thing, be the first time in human history that mankind chose less. I mean, the basic human impulse, you know, for more food, for more secure and comfortable shelter, and the greatest gift of fossil fuels, and this again makes me think very much as a woman, is time. One longer lifespan, you know, who knows how many with the genius of Beethoven or Thomas Edison,
mm-hmm.
You know, children that were lost. But it gives all the conveniences that seems trite to talk about, all our household conveniences. But look at the time that adds to a day, where the machine does the work for you. And lots have been written that really just that change mm-hmm. really transformed women's lives more than any else, gave more time perhaps for further education, gave more time perhaps whether it was for volunteer work or for someone that wanted a career. Mm-hmm. But that's been a huge, huge gift
yep.
Of our energy-rich society.
Yep. Kathleen, I have a question. There have been some predictions about how much fossil fuel we have and how long it's going to last. How does fracking, the new method of gaining more oil and natural gas, how is that affecting the quote-unquote stores of energy? And
I'd be happy to, because that's also something that I don't think is appreciated by kind of the national media. Through the process of fracking, we now have access to the lion's share of all the oil and gas we knew were in, you know, these geologic formations, but couldn't get to them. The average conventional oil well going vertically may get 1 to 3% of the actual oil and gas formation. Hydraulic fracturing right now, with all the refined technologies they're using, maybe get 7%.
Oh, my goodness.
What fracking? And someday I think this revolution will be known, unless it's totally stymied, it's natural evolution by climate policy. But it'll be something as much of a turning point, I think, for really the world, like the Industrial Revolution was. Because this is what geologists call the shale, is what they call the source rock, or the cradle of the fossil fuels, you know, cooking over millions of years. And so it's the amount of energy it is, and they're shale all over the world. The United States was not first on this, because we had it. This is the case all over the world. But we're first because of creative technology, because of economic freedom, you know, risk-taking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oil men are investors. Federal government didn't have anything to do with it, and it's an amazing opportunity.
Is there any truth to the argument? I saw some recently saying that fracking has been proved to not be polluting groundwater. The whole argument a lot in the left had, is fracking dangerous, have dangerous side effects?
I would say anything has risks. And as we get more and more comfortable, people seem increasingly intolerant to any risks, but you never eliminate risk if you get out of bed in the morning. To set the record straight, all the claims of contamination by groundwater, of groundwater, even EPA, after years of study and claims, has agreed, have not occurred.
Amen.
There have been some you can get, you know, it's a well casings. I don't want to get too technical about oil and gas, but there perhaps were some shallow problems, but none. They're going so deep. They're going so deep, so below the water table in groundwater formations. And also, even since it's such a recent phenomenon, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, however you want to date it, but there have been, relatively no major enduring problems. They're still studying the earthquake issue. And by the way, these were all of the little tremors that have been reported, and not that many, but there have been some, are at very, very low levels. And I'm an optimist. I don't want to, unrealistically at all. But if you look at this, the history of technology and of environmental sensitivity and actual reductions in pollutants and all of those, the trajectory is toward more and more and more safe, less risk, more efficient reduction of real pollutants. And that's also something you don't hear very much in this debate. If you burn fossil fuels without any controls on them, you get a lot of pollutants that can impair human health. But the amount of control technology and the refinement and the efficiency is extraordinary. EPA's own data has it on EPA's own website, has that data. And yet we hear from our government, most regrettably, pure propaganda, you know, that the pollution levels are so high, real pollution, not CO2, that is not in the air we breathe, is certainly not a harmful gas. We exhale carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the record of real environmental improvement. And you know what it takes? It takes having a very prosperous society because, you know, profitable and prosperous enough to use very significant money to for all those emission control technologies. That's what's challenging China. It wants to get electricity to its vast populace fast, and that's understandable. Many people write how just the addition of electricity transforms lives and things like health and things like that.
But, absolutely. Absolutely it does. And as we're wrapping this up, this is Lori, Kathleen. And, my last question is, I mean, we've had so much fantastic information from you, and we just love it here. But, you know, for our listeners and moms and dads that are listening out there and people that care about our state and care about our country, that think of things in a conservative standpoint, why is this important to them? I mean, how does this really affect their lives, and why is this important to them, and why should they care that these climate alarmists are presenting false information to us and trying to really manipulate information and trying to drive the narrative? Why is this important to them?
I'd be happy to share my perspective on that. One, as we have discussed some today, these climate policies, by making energy scarcer and more expensive, are really risking a necessary condition of a prosperous society, and that's a very, very, very important thing to recognize. That kind of energy in fossil fuels, not any energy, is not the only necessary condition, but it is a physically necessary condition for the lives we live. The other is all the climate policies, and many of those who promote them totally admit this, assumes a much more powerful federal government or even global governance, which I don't think many Texans Americans think is a good idea. And that is also not something admitted. And our personal freedoms are at stake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to ration the number of miles I can drive to work? Do I have to move someplace? So I that'd be an example. Those have been discussed.
Right.
That's excellent. Excellent.
So personal freedom and prosperity mm-hmm. that we have been so, so blessed to mm-hmm. enjoy in this country.
We are speaking tonight with Kathleen Hartnett White. I can tell you we could listen for two more hours because you're so knowledgeable about the both the science of climate change and the blessings that fossil fuels have brought to America. I want to thank you so much for calling in tonight to Ladies Can We Talk. And we're going to call you again, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kathleen.
I'd love it.
Thank you so much.
And I love the idea of your show with Ladies Let's Talk.
Oh, thank you very, very much. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and we actually have Carrie Kelman, Lori Medina here, my second hour leading ladies. We're going to zip off to our break, and we're going to have some, we have amazing things to share in the last half an hour about what climate change, actual climate change scientists are now saying is really true, very different from what the environmentalists want you to think climate scientists are saying, and a lot of kind of practical thoughts for you, because it's important as American citizens, we can speak up on climate change and be sure our voices are heard. This is Debbie Georgiadis, Ladies Can We Talk, 660 AM The Answer. Come back after our break.
.com.
Ladies, did you hear that public schools in America are pushing for the expansion of the number of kids who are served dinner at school, along, of course, with breakfast and lunch? And the trend is growing. In 13 states, just last year, 104 million dinners served to students in schools. And the government reimburses schools for serving dinners, often paying the schools more than the food costs. So the schools are, of course, incentivized to grow these programs. A win-win, right? Except, what about the impact this trend will have on family closeness, parental responsibilities, and family planning decisions? And who spends time with your kids shaping the next generation's views? This is Debbie Georgiadis. While we do have a noble society that cares for the poor, our policies and our tax dollars should not be used to wean parenting responsibilities away from parents or that substitute government for mom and dad. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and Ladies, Can We Talk?
Hey, this is George at the Filling Station DFW. A couple times a year, the Filling Station has the pleasure of hosting Reverend Paul Teske. Pastor Teske's traveled around the world teaching on Jesus and God's healing power. This coming Monday night at 7 p.m., Pastor Paul will teach about that, but he's also going to bring a special teaching on the Father's love. Question, how many of you have a strained relationship with your earthly father? Been hurt by him, rejected, felt unloved, or maybe you never knew him? This night's for you. Those wounds are going to be healed. You need to come. Now, maybe you have a splendid relationship with your father. That's great. He's going to also teach us how to better bless our children and the people that God's put in our lives. You're going to want to learn how to do this. Now, listen, the Filling Station's set up for smaller gatherings. So if you come, you will be ministered to, guaranteed. For directions and more information, you'll need to go to thefillingstationdfw.com. That's thefillingstationdfw.com. Hope to see you there.
Are you a business owner who is jealous of some of the great commercials you hear right here on 660 AM The Answer? Do you feel a little left out when a clever commercial plays and you wish it was about you instead? Nothing's worse than hearing a catchy commercial from a competitor who is raking in new customers each day while you still aren't advertising on the radio. It's not too late. I can still help you. My name is Brad Ballard, and I work here at 660 AM The Answer. Call me today at 214-561-9116, and I can turn you into the company everyone wants to work with. That's 214-561-9116. It's much more affordable than you might think. Don't let another competitor pass you by. Call me today at 214-561-9116, and we'll get you on the radio right away. I'll meet with you personally to brainstorm the best message possible that will rise above the rest. It's time to grow your business and sound like one of the big boys. So don't wait. Call me at 214-561-9116.
Hi, folks. I'm Frank Manzeri, co-owner of Statewide Remodeling. You know, if you made it through the hottest part of the summer with your old leaky windows and high electric bills, now may be the time to give Statewide a call and get a free estimate to replace them before you go through another cold, drafty winter. You know, we have our windows built specifically for the Texas climate. Most companies have the one-size-fits-all window. So you're liable to get the same window they sell up north, you know, and that's not good. We're also a local company with a showroom right here in the DFW area where you can see full-size displays of all our window products. No middleman involved here either, so the prices are in line as well. We offer 100% financing, a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor, and we even cover glass breakage and screen damage. So if you're ready to get the facts on window replacement, give Statewide Remodeling a call. And if you call now, you'll receive 20% off the entire job. The number to call is 888-270-7095. That's 888-270-7095. Or stop by our showroom at 2450 Estes Boulevard at the DFW Airport, or check us out online anytime at statewideremodeling.com.
Hey, 3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiatis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Okay, welcome back, Ladies Can We Talk. Wasn't Kathleen Hartnett White great? She is just a fount of knowledge. And, you know, we saw her at a function recently, and she was just wound up about this. Just can hardly believe all the liberty we're about ready to surrender to a hoax. And that fossil fuels have given all this liberty and abundant and access to health care and medication and medical care and food and clothing and all the comforts of life come from using the God-given fuels we have. So anyway, she was wonderful. I want to turn this segment. If you're still not concerned that climate change is really going to matter to you, and you think, well, okay, you know, it's like a science experiment. People say this, some people say that. I want to point out something that's actually happening right now. And honestly, even a year ago, if someone had said this, you'd say, oh, that's not going to happen. Okay, this is happening here in the great United States of America, where we the people own the power and we better stand up for our liberty. In the United States of America, the New York Times reported that the New York Attorney General, this is the actual, not federal, this is state level, but the New York Attorney General has opened an investigation into ExxonMobil, the big oil company, accusing the oil company of making false statements about climate change to its investors while scientists were telling company officials of the dangers of global warming. What this guy is saying is, this attorney general is, because climate scientists told Exxon officials that we believe in climate change, it became a criminal misrepresentation by Exxon officials to investors if they didn't tell them, hey, you know, we really appreciate your investment, your shareholders and all your investors in ExxonMobil, but we better warn you about climate change. What he's saying is there's no room for discussion. You can't possibly hold a different view than the climatologists have, or we'll actually make it criminal. And, you know, I don't have the year in front of me, but I think it was Kathleen Hartnett White, when I ran into her at a function recently, was saying they're being forced to dive into conversations that were 15 years ago or so, or 20 years ago. So it's going back to conversations a long time ago, and essentially saying ExxonMobil had an obligation to tell us investors about climate change, even though, as you can hear, and you'll hear more in this segment, there's not even consensus among scientists today.
Well, that's true. I'm looking at the hurricane, a graph on hurricanescience.org, and they're having a hard time 48 hours out predicting the intensity of a hurricane.
Oh, but we know for sure what's going to happen in 10 years. Yeah.
Well, all global climate change has is computer models, and our own hurricane computer models aren't working very well. So how are we supposed to predict what's going to happen 40 years from now?
Yeah, well, wasn't it a Rasmussen thing you had about?
Yes,
yes,
a Rasmussen poll, and this was linked to the Drudge Report, but a Rasmussen poll says that 27% of Democrats favor prosecuting those who do not agree with global warming. We're not just talking about disagreement. We're talking about criminalizing people who do not agree with global warming.
You know, I know I'm not the first person to make this analogy, but it's kind of back to the days when the church had deigned that the earth had to be the center of the universe. Mm-hmm. So anyone, you couldn't hold or express mm-hmm. the opinion that maybe that wasn't right or that didn't line up with how you've been studying all your study of astronomy, was telling you something different. It was, we've decreed truth, we the church, and no one else can disagree. This is the state saying that. We've decreed truth. I mean, the ID, the attorney general would say, so no one's allowed to have another opinion. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
And isn't the left supposed to be for the separation of church and state?
Another good point.
Looks like the state has become the church.
Well, and this is the weaponization of government is what this is. I mean, this is taking the government and using it against people that they disagree with and that they want to suppress and that they want to destroy. So, I mean, this is just another example that we see what liberals, how they act today in our society. This is what they do.
It is astonishing. Yeah, you know, this is, we talked on the show all the time about the issues that we're facing in America. They actually matter. Sometimes I think we think, oh, all politics are just people getting mad and flinging left-wing, right-wing views. But there is such a thing as truth. And in America, there's supposed to be a really vital thing of freedom of thought, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, all these freedoms. And, you know, you, one of you who just said this about religion, but this is Ted Cruz's line. He said he's got a meme out or a
right. He says that this is that, you know, this client science alarmist, slash whatever you want to call it today, because they change the name of it all the time, is it is not a science. It is a religion. And, you know, what gets me is that people, when they're talking to the people, what they'll say is, oh, so do you believe in climate science or do you believe in it? Do you not believe in it? Do you believe? I mean, OK, folks, let's just talk about it. Science is not something. Do you believe in or not? Science is empirical. Science is something that can be tested in a lab. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Carrie.
Well, I'm a homeschooler. I taught my kids science. And the scientific method says that if you have something that's true, it's repeatable.
That's right.
And you get the same results over and over again. That proves your
hypothesis.
And it's
not believe. It's not it either. It is or it isn't.
Correct. And if it's not repeatable, then it's not a true theory. And you move on to the next one. Well, from my understanding, that hockey stick graph was produced once and they can't produce it again. So why are we relying on it?
Right. Well, and of course, what concerns me is that when you get into the idea of believe, you know, I believe that ultimately climate science is ultimately replacing God. I believe that it's a replacement for God, that man is in control of the world. Man is in control of the environment. Man has control of the destiny, you know. As a Christian, as a Christian mom, I absolutely disagree with that. I stand against that. That I believe is where that is all heading.
Well, actually, I'm looking at Job 38. If you're a Christian like I am and you have a Christian worldview, God was helping Job get things a little bit in perspective. So when Job thought he knew it all and could control it all, God said, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you know so much. Who decreed the boundaries of the seas when they gushed from the depths? Have you ever once commanded the morning to appear? Have you visited the treasuries of snow or seen where hell is made and stored? Can you hold back the stars? Can you ensure the proper sequence of seasons? Can you shout to the clouds and make it rain? Can you make lightning appear and cause it to strike as you direct? That is from the scripture. That is the point is basically is we're man. We are called to be good stewards of this earth.
Right.
But for heaven's sakes, God is in control of this.
That's right.
He created it. We are a creation and he's in control. He's calling the shots.
Yeah, it's so interesting. That whole idea, you know, even before I had dive very much into the idea of global climate change and tried to study what the scientists were saying. You almost have to start to even begin to embrace this with the idea, well, there's no God. It's all
That's
us.
Right.
It's all us. It's all whatever we do and don't do. It is just, it's kind of an arrogance to climate change theory, a godless arrogance. But
well it's back. Oh, it's back to the whole utopia thing. And, you know, Mark Levin's book, Meritopia, if you haven't read it, please get it. It's so fantastic. But it's the whole idea of the left is that we have the control to create a perfect society. And again, that is a godless idea because I believe as fallen people that we are, that there is sin in the world. We have no capability of making this a perfect world. This will never be a perfect world until Jesus returns.
But I will say this on climate change, because it's a funny thing. You can take what you're saying and reach a conclusion. And we have like a minute and a half here, but reach a conclusion. Well, just throw our hands up and pollute the place and do whatever we want. And that's not, I mean, that is what the left would reply to what you're saying. They would mock and say, well, OK, great. Let's just all have at it and dump things in the oceans and not care. So there's a rightness of the idea of stewardship, of care.
That's right.
Which is it's like care of your children. You don't just say, well, they're God's children, so I'm not going to bother teaching, instructing, or anything else because they're God's. You know, say, no, actually, I have a stewardship responsibility, but it's not that you ultimately control everything about them. I mean, you ultimately have a sense of God's place directing them in their lives.
Those on the left are real quick to criticize Christians for proselytizing, and yet they want to prosecute, not just share what they believe with other people, but prosecute people who don't share what they believe. I think that's far worse, what they're doing, than what they're accusing us of doing.
Well, I'm back to the idea of science. I mean, science is something that is tested and can be observed. It's empirical. And, you know, if they're not even willing for their theories or hypothesis to be tested, that just shows you it's not science. You know, the whole idea of calling people science deniers, I mean, it really is a bullying tactic. It's a shouting down tactic.
It's the parental equivalent of "because I said so."
Yeah, absolutely it is.
You know what I do, because we are up against the time, we got to take a break here. We come back from the break. I do want to share with everyone, you know, the thought that there are so many climatologists who are all on board with climate change is really false. And again, I want to give a shout out to Lord Monckton, Lord Christopher Monckton. He has a list on his website of over 200 scientists actually talking about former IPCC, former climatologists saying, this is a hoax, don't buy it. I'm going to share some of those quotes with you at the top of the next segment. This is Debbie Georgiatis, Ladies Can We Talk. Come back after our break.
AM the answer 660 AM the answer.com.
Liberals and the media try to paint the Republicans as the party of no, but the way I see it, Republicans, or at least conservatives, are the party of yes. We say yes to families, to strong families. We say yes to educational choice for Americans of every income level. We say yes to life, to babies, and to moms. We say yes to legal immigration. Yes to responsible healthcare system that honors the doctor-patient relationship. We say yes to fiscal responsibility, to actually balancing the budget and living within our means. We say yes to keeping America strong and safe, to defending our country from enemies abroad, and by securing our borders at home. Every week on my show, I urge Americans to speak up for America and say what conservatives stand for. Because when we say that, the mainstream of America will be right with us. This is Debbie Georgiatis, and Ladies, Can We Talk?
Get into the Christmas spirit early this season as the award-winning Vocal Majority Chorus presents A Texas-Sized Christmas.
Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry.
In Act One, a family tries to save their dude ranch from an evil banker.
Santa Claus is coming.
And in addition to the fun festive holiday songs, you'll rejoice at the happy ending. And then in Act Two, it's a beautiful concert of holiday favorites. Texas-Sized Christmas, four fun-filled, family-friendly shows at the Eisman Center in Richardson, Thursday and Friday, December 3rd and 4th, then two shows Sunday, December 6th. Last year, all shows sold out, so order tickets today at vocalmajority.com or call the Eisman Ticket Office at 972-744-4650.
And a special bonus just for K-Sky listeners. Enter the code KSKY on the first page of the website and get tickets for the Thursday show at half price. Go to vocalmajority.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-616-4998. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-616-4998. That's 1-800-616-4998. 1-800-616-4998.
My goal for you in buying a home is that we have you well prepared to where you save the most amount of money possible with the least amount of stress that you can have.
Doug Bateman on helping you through the mortgage process.
Definitely when you're buying a home, the best thing to do is get all your ducks in a row up front. In addition to 25 years experience, I've also had to perform every job that we do for you. I am certified in underwriting. I've done loan processing. I know how to do loan closings. It's always good to have your credit and income come checked up front. It's always good to prepare in advance for whether you're refinancing or purchasing. My biggest goal for you is that you're best prepared for when you are at the point of making an offer, that your offer gets accepted because it becomes a strong offer. I meet with people every day that while we may not be able to get them their loan right now, we do get them one.
Mortgage or refinance questions? Talk with somebody now at Team Bateman at 855-96-MY-HOME. 855-96-MY-HOME. Or find them at teambateman.com. And listen to The Mortgage Edge Saturdays at 3 p.m. on 660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, The Answer.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiatis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. In this final segment of Ladies Can We Talk, I want to share something. Please go to the Facebook page, Ladies Can We Talk. There's a link to this from Christopher Lord Monckton's website of over 200 scientists who give exact quotes. These are former people with the UN IPCC, climatologists who are saying this is all a hoax, it's a farce, don't buy it. UN IPCC Tom Tripp, former member of the IPCC, says we're not scientifically there. Despite what you may have heard in the media, there is nothing like a consensus of scientific opinion that this is a problem. Former IPCC and El Nino expert Rosa Campagnicu, I can't say her name correctly, I'm sorry, humans have only contributed a few tenths of a degree to warming on Earth. Solar activity is the problem. Another one, South African nuclear physicist and chemical engineer Dr. Philip Lloyd. The quantity of CO2 we produce is insignificant in terms of the natural circulation between air, water, and soil. There are over 200 of these similar quotes on that website. And the reason it's so important to know this is the battle over climate change is the battle of control over your life. The left never wants you to learn the fact that actual climatologists, people educated to study climate, are denouncing global climate change. They're denouncing this man-made global climate change hysteria that is the underlying, it is the entire reason for the United Nations conference that is coming up starting tomorrow. There is not consensus. In fact, many of these people are saying this is a ridiculous hoax. I do want to tell you briefly that we talked earlier in the show with Congressman Lamar Smith. Remember his analogy. If the environment is the size of a football field, the amount of the environmental naturally occurring gases that is CO2, this dangerous gas we're all worried about, is the width of a thin dime at the end zone. And that is all CO2, the vast majority of which is naturally occurring and not caused by man's conduct. Mm-hmm. This has been blown into a hoax. It's a hoax blown into hysteria. And it's our job as citizens to understand what our children are hearing about it. And speaking of what our children are hearing about it, Lori is going to talk about Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Well, you know, Bill Nye the Science Guy, you know, isn't he that sweet little harmless guy that wears the lab jacket and wears the cute little bow ties and everybody thinks, oh, he's so cute. He just educates our children and encourages them to be good little scientists. Well, let me tell you, this guy, he wants to indoctrinate our children and I'm mad. let me tell you what he said in an interview with Salon Magazine about his upcoming book. These are his words. He says he's talking about people that question climate science or question that there's a coming apocalypse, you know, from man's presence on Earth. He's saying we have to get the deniers out of the discourse. You know, we can't have these people. They're absolutely toxic. And so part of the message in this book is to get the deniers out of the picture. So, you know, here's this guy that you know, we're told that he's this nice little guy with the bow tie and his little beakers and, you know, stuff and, you know, and doing all these little science experiments. Well, let me tell you, he is indoctrinating our children. And listen, you know, as Debbie talked about earlier, you know, she talked about how that it's important that we have something as we walk away from this discussion about climate science of what we can do. And being a parent, I'd like to share with you kind of the stuff that, you know, what I talk about with my daughters. And the thing is I give my girls code words or phrases to look out for. And if they hear them discussed in school, if they read them in a book, then I want them to come and tell me. And I want to talk about it with them. And I want to explain them the truth of the subject. And I want to understand how they were being taught that. Because parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, you need to understand this is what is being taught in our school. They are looking to people like Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and all these other people that are teaching our children about climate science, because what's going to happen is that you and I, we're all going to be dead and gone, you know, in 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. And what's going to be left is these children that have been taught the climate science, this lie. And they're going to believe it and they're not going to question it. And this generation is going to be gone and this is what's going to be left. And we, it is incumbent upon us as parents, grandparents, that we teach the children the truth. And so for me as a parent, I give my children code words or phrases that if they hear this, then they need to tell me about it and we need to discuss it.
Yeah, it's a very interesting point you're making, because any lie repeated often enough becomes truth.
That's right.
And this climate change thing is a huge political effort. It is, in fact, I spoke earlier today at great length, actually, with Lord Christopher Monckton, who among the prominent spokespersons on climate change. And he said, this is the latest totalitarian movement. Mm-hmm. This is no different than totalitarian movements over the centuries, where you get people worked up into a lather, fearful, afraid, and willing to just surrender to the government control because you've made them so afraid. And so he describes climate change. And in fact, he was an advisor to Margaret Thatcher and talk to her about the idea you cannot have this science unchallenged. And what Lori's point is, and I think Carrie's about to make one too, and along the same lines, is it's really important. The left is on a roll with this issue. If we don't demand facts and science and pushback, they will win the issue and it'll become truth as far as the people in America know it. And then to try to undo it, to try to say, no, we actually don't want to live under this repressive system the left has created that grew out of climate change, we're going to have a harder time.
Okay, I have a method for you guys out there that are listening. If you have a conversation with someone who is a proponent of climate change, they're a full believer, then one of a very helpful technique to, you don't have to defeat their thinking, you just have to sow a seed of doubt. And one of the best non-confrontational ways to do that is simply ask a question. So here's just a few questions you might ask somebody who's a climate change believer. You might ask them, if man is responsible for the shrinking or the melting of the polar ice caps on Earth, then why are they doing the same thing on Mars? Another one, hasn't the weather always changed? Everyone knows that. And another question is, who gets to decide exactly what the ideal temperature is? We're talking about warming or cooling, on which temperature and who decided? And the last question is, if we're going to fight climate change, if we're going to do things to help it or defeat it or whatever it is, then when will we know when we've made a difference?
That, I love that last question. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to close out the show. As in many issues that are pushed for a cause or a purpose, there's no outcome that the left will agree, okay, we're there, we can stop all this. This is a long-term effort of control, and we have to recognize it and demand that the left actually give us, and even the UN conference starting tomorrow, they should have an answer with us, say, okay, if we reach this level or this measure, we can agree we've solved the problem. But it's not there, because the goal is not to solve the problem, the goal is to control you. Okay, we are at the end of our time for Ladies Can We Talk this week. I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, GC Works. GC Works is a Dallas-based company performing research in advanced technology and delivering innovative approaches to the oil and gas industry. Many, many thanks to them. Thanks also to our listeners, to our technical director, Dan Bradford, to my leading ladies, Carrie Kellerman and Lori Medina, and thank you, the listeners, most of all. Follow us on Twitter at Debbie Can We Talk. Check out the new website, Ladies Can We Talk, and our Facebook page, and come back every week, 6 to 8 p.m. on Sunday evenings.
Thank you for listening to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. To learn more or to contact us, go to ladiescanwetalk.org. And be sure to join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on 660 a.m. The Answer.
Dennis Prager can always see beyond the headline.
You know that, was it the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal that published the poll? There is less faith and trust in government today than at any time since they've been taking these polls. But nobody puts two and two together. Gee, who might be the president for the last 7 years? That has nothing to do with it.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Sean Hannity at 2 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Here's a quick way to figure out whether someone loves American-style liberty or not. Ask about American exceptionalism, because I'll tell you what American exceptionalism is based on. It's about the idea in the Declaration of Independence that all men and women are created equal, that we have rights from our Creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's about a constitution that both limits and defines government's power. It's about the freedoms guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. It's about the values that emerged from the Declaration and Constitution. It's about limited government. It's about morality based in the Bible's teachings. It's about rights of the individual, not the group. It's about self-reliance and opportunity. It's about family structure. It's about free markets, not collectivism. It's about the rule of law. It's about predictable and limited taxes and regulations. It's about optimism, the can-do spirit, the sense we can go as far up as our dreams, efforts, and abilities take us. That is what American exceptionalism is all about.
Hi, this is Natalie Grant. Join me, Charlotte Gamble, and Bonnie Curry, January 21st at Northwood Church in Keller for Dare to Be. Dare to Be is a fully integrated program with worship, teachings by my friend Charlotte, and a few special moments we've created to recognize local women and empower attendees to dare to follow the call.
Dare to Be, January 21st at Northwood Church in Keller. Get your tickets now at itickets.com, or for group tickets, go to getgrouptickets.com.
This is 660 AM, The Answer. A service of Salem Media Group. On the NASDAQ as SALM, KSKY, Balch Springs, Dallas, Fort Worth. 660 AM, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Carol McHugh. World leaders gather to talk about the threat of climate change and ISIS.
In the largest ever gathering of world leaders for a summit of its kind, President Obama tried to draw a connection between countering climate change and the ongoing global war on terror.
What greater rejection of those who would tear down our world than marshaling our best efforts to save it?
The president, part of a group of 150 world leaders, gathered for the UN climate summit in Paris.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The accused gunman in Friday's fatal shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs, Robert Louis Deere, had a court date today.
From the county jail, he appeared by video in front of the judge wearing a bulletproof vest. He was flanked by the same public defender who represented James Holmes.
Fox's Will Carr. He'll be back in court December 9th. Stocks closed lower. The Dow fell 78. Fox News. We report. You decide.
660 AM, The Answer.
Hi, this is Jamie Wooldridge of Berkey's Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical Services, now in our 40th year serving Metroplex homeowners. If you are like most people, your home is your biggest investment. Having every system in your home properly maintained so they all operate safely and efficiently is not only important, but helps keep your home's resale value high. Your air conditioning system is operating as it should, your plumbing always works, and your electrical system has been inspected. That's peace of mind. Berkey's Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical Services offers you that kind of peace of mind with an innovative plan. For one membership fee, all your systems will be kept in tip-top condition, and you will automatically receive special rewards and discounts. You no longer have to wonder if your air conditioning is really working as it should, or if those flickering lights are telling you there's a problem, or if the plumbing will work when company comes. Call 817-717-3885 and ask about Berkey's Peace of Mind plan, or visit us at berkeys.com. Berkey's, we're there when you need us.
License numbers TACLB 41879E, M38424, TECL 30739.
Headlines report about the Syrian refugee crisis daily as Congress and the President have their heels dug in. But Christian Solidarity is doing something about the problem. Thousands of Christian refugees are falling through the cracks while they argue. Since 1977, Christian Solidarity has been helping the hurting and providing relief for the Christians in countries like war-torn Syria. The hands and feet of Jesus in a broken world, saving lives every day. And you can help. For only $330, you can provide an entire month of food, water, clothing, heat, shelter, and coats for a family of five. This Christmas, do something for someone you will never meet, but who will be eternally grateful for your gift. And no gift is too small. Call Christian Solidarity today, 888.